Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Sit down and shut up. It's time for more Horror Than Horror with the Mighty Griff and Crazy Tim. Right here they are.
Hey, hey, everybody. It's June 4th. This is a new episode of More Horror Than Horror.
Is it June 4th a special day?
No.
In the calendar?
No. Actually, I want to start off the show by a little bit of sad news.
Dr. Kevorkian, I was thinking the same thing.
No. Somebody way more important than Dr.
Dr. Death died today, man.
No. The world has lost Mr. James Arness at the age of 88 of natural causes. And as many of you people know, I'm sure by now, what he's most famous for, we're not going to acknowledge that, but we're going to bring up the two films that he was should be widely known for, and that is 1951's The Thing from Another World, which was later remade by John Carpenter in 82 as The
Masterfully.
Thing.
The only remake that matters.
And the other film, which I know you're a big fan of, and that is 1954's Them.
Them. But really, none of the people mattered. It was all about the big rubber ants.
Yep. No, not so much rubber ants. There were superimposed rubber and rubber ants. Not just rubber ants. You're thinking of the fucking, what was it?
Empire
Giant
ants.
Spider invasion or the big...
He snorkeled.
Fucking ruby thing.
I get all my bugs.
But anyway, I'll go ahead and acknowledge that he did... widely become known as playing Sheriff Matt Dillon in the long-running TV show Gunsmoke. So, Mr. Arness, we will miss you, but we have you in two of the greatest sci-fi films ever made. So,
them.
Oh, another week.
I need some of that crazy 50
sci-fi music. Doctor Who music. Crazy Doctor Who music. You got any crazy Doctor Who music back there?
You know he does.
I've probably got it somewhere. I don't know where, but it's out here.
Should I brag on my Amazon findings for the week? They're starting to roll in now.
Boast on it, brother.
Boast away. Amazon finds of the week. DVD number one, Magic.
Oh,
bought
yeah,
Magic.
Nice. Yeah.
I think I was like,
what'd you pay for that?
$4.
No shit.
Yeah.
That movie's creepy as fuck, man.
Disc number two, Death Curse of Tartu and Sting of Death. Both on Something Weird Video. I think I paid $3 for that. Pinocchio's Revenge.
Pinocchio.
That was a dollar box deal, I think. Two or three.
What was
bucks.
That guy? We were talking about that earlier. What was the other movies that guy did?
You brought it up, I think.
Yeah, I was trying IMD. I was kind of surprised at the great shit he'd done.
Got okay. Dead End Drive-In also. Remember that? The Aussie flick where the kind of post-apocalyptic prison is the drive-in and kind of a Mad Max amongst the fences type of deal. Mm-hmm. Got your Carnival of Blood, Curse of the Headless Horseman, also Polly, on something.
Polly going crazy on the teddy bear.
Dude, if anybody's...
Yo, Polly, there you go, teddy bear. Hey.
You know, anybody not familiar with Something Weird Video, if you go to their website, you can pretty much pick anything up there for $10 new.
They got a lot of weird shit.
But the thing that I was telling you about earlier was is the bonus features that comes with, you know, a lot of their movies is like 3 or 4 hours long, just the crazy trailers and...
Yeah, I was telling you, I just picked up that Wizard of Gore and 2000 Maniacs.
You'll have more fun watching the actual extras on it than you will watching the movies. See, Phantom of the Paradise. Finally got to pick that atrocity up. Got the Omen Steelbook and Land of the Dead on Blu-ray, which, yeah, I know. I know, but I had to complete out the series, so shoot me later. But
he just kept that guy in the movie industry.
I kind of like Land of the Dead. I'm one of the underdogs, man.
Fuck you.
You know what? It's still better than Survival of the Dead. Give me a break. Yeah. Diary of the Dead. What's next? Toilet of the Dead?
Dead of the Dead. The Dead's dead. The Dead are staying dead.
Why?
George of the Dead. He'll be George of the Dead where he's swinging around the jungle.
George of the Dead.
George. Go TC questions.
Let's fire them away, brother.
Oh, no. What do we got now?
Actually, we have two sets of TC questions. Oh, boy. That's why I wanted to kind of bring it up early because I know we've been discussing it for a while.
He brings the thunder every week.
Last couple of weeks, you might have heard us mention something, but TC sent us a couple of questions. Tim has
we yet, were harsh.
Tim
about,
was
about our favorite hockey mask.
Tim has yet to killer. To do his part on the forums by answering the first set of questions, which I'm still awaiting.
I get
waiting
so carried away.
First question.
I get distracted. I get over to that Dirty Knickers site, and I keep looking at her pictures when I get over there, and I lose track of where I'm at. Come back, Joanne. Come back.
What's in your box? Okay. You're killing us, Todd. You're killing us here. Cut it off. Okay, first set of questions from TC has to pertain to the film.
TC's got his intro music now.
The Burning. The Burning.
Good old Alexander with a full set of hair. Never takes his shirt off once, even though he's in the fucking river for half the movie.
First question. Why do you think The Burning, much like My Bloody Valentine, was never turned into a franchise? Do you think it will ever be remade? Tim?
It'll be remade. Fuck, they remade everything else. Why wouldn't they remake it?
No.
And Alexander's done with Seinfeld. Hell, they can rehash him. He wouldn't even have to wear a shirt again and just throw something up, put a football jersey on again.
Man, who wants to see him without a shirt? I don't.
I've seen a bunch of movies. I look at my own man boobies every day.
Where's that one guy? What's his name? Zipper or whatever his name was? The dickhead? The blonde guy? Fletch? Todd, what was that guy's name?
Fletch? Double Chevy Chase?
The one blonde guy? Yo, what's up? They shoot him with the fucking blow dart gun.
Oh, my God.
He gets up on the raft, and he's all puffing up his chest. What's up, girls? You want to go for a swim? Who wants to get naked and roll around in the forest and get stuck in the head?
I can't really remember what I wrote on the forums page in regards to the question, but however, I'm going to try to answer it.
It just wasn't good enough to justify a series.
Well, yeah, I think it was one of those movies that was kind of overlooked at the time because they had the Friday the 13th thing. I think it caught on a little
quicker. Why wasn't The Prowler made into a series?
Good films just don't get made into franchises.
Unless their directors have enough money that they just keep remaking them and making them the same but thing.
Do you think it'll ever be remade? No, I don't think it will ever be
remade. It will.
So, I think there's
Savini's still alive. He's like, fuck yeah, I can redo that makeup in my sleep, baby.
Yeah, whatever.
I think he's way, way beyond his prime.
But he could do that.
He's way beyond his
Optimus. I don't think it'll
that
ever
scene
be
was
remade.
Cool, man, with the crazy flaming fucking candle head thing. I got Bucky Cocaine Man in the maintenance shed.
Those movies are all taken off of the fucking Twitch of the Death.
I know.
Anyway.
You know what's going to get remade? Sleepaway Camp. That'd be fucking awesome.
They don't need another Sleepaway Camp. The first one was good enough the way it was.
Let Sherry Moon be Little Miss Vagina Wiener.
Most Most
that's that. Yeah, that fucking movie ruled.
Did
man.
Someone say
that's
wiener again?
Todd no, or
Tim did.
I said vagina wiener. I said vagina wiener.
You just said wiener.
Vagina wiener.
Oh, you want question number two, or are we going to keep
hell yeah, let's do it
all night? Most slasher movies of the same time period as The Burning were played in heavy rotation, HBO, Cinemax, Showtime in the early 80s. Why was The Burning really left out for this rotation to these channels, even though it was a superior movie? They didn't have the back catalog.
Actually, it was played on cable a lot.
Not I mean, as much as the Friday the 13th
Yeah, but
movies.
That's because the Friday the 13th movies had that notorious... I mean, they were super popular. There was a big difference between
if
the two.
If they would have let Holly Hunter wiggle around a little more, I think they would have had more success. That's my thing.
But it was always on, like, Showtime. And so was that Savage Weekend. That damn Savage Weekend and The Burning were always on. You remember that? Hot T-shirts.
I remember Hotel Hell was all over
Wild and Beautiful in Ibiza. Who
Hotel
remembers
Hell
that?
Was always fucking on, man. That movie freaked me out.
I just always remember the Friday the 13th being on heavy rotation because they'd always have like one and two.
But they'd have those on earlier. I'm talking
four.
Late night.
Well, yeah, but
Savage Weekend and The Burning.
Yep.
That's what it is. Poor guy was asleep. Didn't know that it was on.
I was.
It was cut.
Wasting away.
In Margaritaville.
I was too busy watching the fucking bitch with Joan Collins getting held in the
Wild
elevator.
And Beautiful on Ibiza.
Question number
joysticks.
Three.
Joysticks. Who remembers joysticks?
The Burning, while gory, was still fairly tame compared to other slasher films of the time. Do you
like
think it suffered unfairly to the hands of the MPAA or others due to other gore and more well-known.
Did they ever release? Was there a?
It's uncut now.
Uncut
yeah.
now. Is yeah. it gorier now?
Yeah, it is.
It was pretty bloody. Yeah. The version I got.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, during that time period, they were butchering films because of Friday the 13th because they kind of slipped Friday the 13th through.
Right.
And then they.
Yeah, but if they
got mad,
if they cut out all that gore,
but
they could,
I don't,
they
but
could
I
bring
don't.
The bare breasts closer together. The scenes.
And also the My Bloody Valentine was cut really heavily during that same era.
What about The Prowler?
Oh, that you know what? That movie kicked ass, and it wasn't even hardly cut. I don't know how they got by with it.
That's one of those movies that's just, you watch it, and you're just like, wow, that movie's just superior in just so many other ways.
Yeah, it's true.
That kick-ass camera work, yeah, that's one of my favorite movies, I think, probably.
It's a good one.
But anyway, my official questions are up on the forums page. If anybody's interested, they can check them out. And Tim's hopefully will be up there sometime.
I'm on it. Up. TC, I'm there, brother. Keep coming. What's the new ones?
Set number two questions. These are just various questions. Question number one. I was watching those two award-winning DVDs you guys sent me,
Dino Shark.
And Sharktopus.
No, you can't say it like that, dude. You got to say it like sci-fi. Dino Shark. Apocalyptic Apocalypus.
And began getting nostalgic with those creature movies of the 70s. Do you think there is any chance that good creature movies might make a comeback?
Damn.
They already are.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think he's talking about creature movies with a guy in a rubber suit like Slithus that kicked ass.
Those will never be.
I want that. But don't say never because that movie, The Rig, that's
no,
a new one.
No, it's just America needs to pull their heads
out. The Rig?
Out.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a cool creature
with
in it.
Fucking William Forsythe?
Yeah, but I like the monster.
My movies suck buttholes.
Ain't no worse than Sharktopus, boy.
Whoa.
Fuck, you're fucking high.
Whoa.
Come on.
That movie sucked ass.
At least it had a cool
the
monster.
The most fucking horrible thing in that whole movie was Forsythe's fucking acting as a father.
I'm talking about the monster, you damn goober.
Fuck that.
I'm going to get my revenge on that fire.
Did you ever even see
family.
The monster? Did you even stay that long?
I watched the whole fucking deal.
I like the monster. This is coming from the guy that thought the Terror Within had a cool monster.
They were fucking in the middle of a fucking hurricane. Where was the fucking rain at?
Hey, you know what?
You go outside in the middle of a fucking oil rig and it's fucking dry as a bone.
You know what? I'd rather them have no rain than CGI, okay?
What about the little radar fucking screen that never changed?
I wish they would have had CGI rain.
Yeah. Or somebody spitting in front of the camera lens would have been a lot more effective.
Listen, you
than
get
what
a spray bottle.
I wish they would have used the same CGI company to put that fabulous
fuck, they,
snow and let
they
me
could
in.
Have used well, my. They could have used my fucking tears for all they would.
You know what? If you're
going to
put that movie down, I got one for you. Here we go. This one's for you, buddy. This one's for you.
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call him Frankenstein.
I don't think there'll ever be creature features like there were with the rubber suits. I think those days are gone because of the money. I think now
CGI,
you're just
man,
CGI.
You can pump that out. No problem.
So, but of course, movies like them, they had superimposure where they were overlapping.
But look at Abominable. That wasn't CGI.
Yeah, but the movies have...
That was awesome.
You got Dino Shark versus Mega Croc coming out, and it's just so much easier to just...
When you hear the stories about how hard it was to make Jaws look real.
But all those creature movies, they just bank all those images and just pull them out.
You know, somewhere in storage, they've got all those rubber suits just collecting dust, man.
Rotting away.
All them big ants. Damn it.
What about the great big spiders? Remember those old... You know, they put them on a Volkswagen and
You know
shit?
There's a brain from... Fiend Without a Face, just sitting in
here's
a jar
one up,
somewhere.
Todd. Here's one for Todd. Todd, I know. Okay, Todd. A chance for this one. Since Grindhouse was released in 07, I keep hearing about Thanksgiving being made into a movie. Do you think it will ever be made? And what are the chances of ever getting a Grindhouse 2? Grindhouse 2 will never see a light of day.
Well, you know, what about what? Bankrupt Weinstein boys?
Well, they were actually talking about doing some direct-to-video Grindhouse, kind of making them, like Machete, for instance. That's part of it. Hobo with a Shotgun's part of it.
Fucking put them together.
They're going to. They were talking about, I read something recently about some direct-to-video ones.
Maybe if the next one wasn't a bunch of girls driving around talking, it would be...
I think the first one was just mismarketed. I think people were thinking going in that it was supposed to be just one movie.
That's because they're brain dead and couldn't read a poster. It said double feature in huge words.
Why is there trailers in the middle of the movie, mama? What the fuck's this about a turkey?
I thought Thanksgiving was in production.
Well, Eli talked about it.
Yeah, he's talked on and off about it, but you know how that goes. I think he's been attached to every movie in the last 10 years at one point.
I'll watch Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
That's all you need, a big rubber. There's your creature movie.
Exactly.
There you go.
There's a sequel. They're working on a sequel right now.
Big killer rubber
gobble,
fucking
gobble,
turkey.
Motherfucker. Gobble, gobble.
I want a sequel to Planet Terror, man.
Exactly.
That was a sweet-ass movie.
Well, you know, Bruce Willis is busy right now.
Yeah, but what about Rose McGowan? She just got nixed from Red Sonja, man. That would have been the best movie ever. I even got the Rose McGowan theme song here. Shh,
hang on, let's just think about Rose McGowan for a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Have you seen the little Funny or Die clip where she's Betty Boop? It's pretty funny.
Okay.
She's got a big superimposed head.
They say that's also Sherry Moon's wedding music. I think it's true.
Fucking Sherry Moon's wedding music would be a fucking dog whistle.
Isn't hers that...
Betty Boop.
It's that Tanya Tucker, that tune, Gold Digger. I'm a gold digger.
Okay, here comes my soapbox. Are we ready?
Okay, here we go.
All right, so hold on.
This is question number 3 from TC. This one's actually directed to me.
Directly. To you.
Got my name in it. It's right here.
Griff.
See it.
Why is one zombie set better than another?
Says, Griff, you mentioned that you prefer Day of the Dead to Dawn of the Dead. Have you ever read the original Day of the Dead script? I have, and I am damn glad he didn't make it. What did you think of it? Also, do you think Land of the Dead was yet another attempt to make the movie he couldn't do in 1985? I've never read the original script. If you want to make me a copy of the original script and send it to me, I could try to answer the question a little better. The reason why I think Day of the Dead is more superior than Dawn of the Dead, I think the characters are a lot more established. I like the confrontation amongst the two sides. I think it's more of a survival film, much like the original Night of the Living Dead. To me, Day of the Dead is just lazy. It's basically four people who just decide to turn a fucking shopping mall into their own personal apartment and just not really try to do anything. I think they try a little bit to escape and then kind of see what's going on about them and just say, fuck it, we'll just see what happens. We'll just wait here for a while.
Well, there's just so much tension on with Day, man, with the gal and the military, and there wasn't any of that. It was just like a vacation movie and they throw zombies.
But that's where you would expect things to go from. Right. The end of Night of the Living Dead, when you have that confrontation at the end with the military showing up and the police, Dawn of the Dead was just, I mean, the first part of it was good up until the fact that they take off in the helicopter, and then they just, well, here's them all. Let's just stop here.
Well, the thing I didn't like was just the scenes of endless things, like the chick putting on the lipstick and holding the gun, looking at herself in the mirror for 10 minutes. The guy with his wounded leg playing video games.
But just, there was
underlying messages.
Todd. It was tedium. But did you see the Argento cut? I liked it a lot better.
But just the fact that they hint on her being pregnant. And it's like, that doesn't add any sense of urgency to get the fuck out of there, you know? But yet, you're just going to sit around aimlessly for your buddy to turn, you know, and just, you know that eventually they're going to get to where you're at.
Well, they were hoping the doctor was going to come up with a cure for him.
And it was just, I don't know, Dawn of the Dead, or Day of the Dead is just so much more superior. I mean, you got all the conflict from start to finish. And even the helicopter pilot and his little... cohort. I mean, they're just like this neutral party just sitting back in their own little part of the tunnel watching these other, the good people. And then you
Everything
got the fucking
collapse.
Dr. Frankenstein, who's got his own fucking agenda, who's, it's just awesome. Just so much. But if you want to get me a copy of that, of the script, TC, I'll be more than happy to read it. Land of the Dead.
Turd.
They would have got rid of that fucking gas attendant and hadn't made him fucking pop up for 90 minutes. It would have been a hell of a good movie for me. I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But
they've learned to swim.
That motherfucker, that just about the first 10 minutes of seeing him moaning and groaning just about sent me out the fucking
door.
Oh,
here comes Wally Weiner.
So,
burn it all down!
We should have seen it coming. With that movie, we should have seen what was coming right up on the horizon.
Oh, Wally the Whiner's brother.
With those fucking Nintendo head exploding fucking piece of trash. Romero should be tasered right in his fucking forehead.
George. But,
that's just my opinion.
Damn,
I'm still a Romero fan. I'm sorry, but I'll always be a Romero mark. So, but other than that, that's pretty much TC's quill for the week. I'm sure we'll have another set of questions by Sunday evening. So
let's do a sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway.
And send us some sleepaway camp questions, TC.
You're just like it because there's a damn penis in it, man.
Yeah, he just wants the wiener the last 5 minutes.
Come on, you're telling me you did the first time you watched that fucking thing you went on your seat, man? That's the best fucking ending ever. I about shit myself. Are you serious?
The crying game, man. Oh, that's the crying game of slasher films.
That chick's creepy as hell, man.
God. Want to do movie releases?
Yeah, let's do it.
Nothing last week except for Cat of Nine Tails on Blu-ray.
That's not true, man. That's not true.
What?
Legend, man.
Oh, fuck.
Legend is brilliant.
The Darkness.
He's all happy because that's one movie he's found out of 30 that he was able to buy before the release date.
Have they totally made the cover Twilight now? Is it Tom Cruise rubbing up against Tim Curry?
No. Good. You're good.
Good.
You're still good.
Did they CGI out some of the glitter on Tom Cruise's costume in that
no,
fucking movie?
No, they couldn't.
Can they CGI him out?
I don't think they can do that. Turn him down. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. Hey, you're getting attacked back here by the Peanut Gallery for your evil attack on Legend.
I love the movie. I didn't say nothing. I just don't like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think that's
everything
consensus.
Else about
I think
that
that's,
movie's
I think
great.
That's what the Peanut Gallery was referring to.
I think they're referring to that.
June 7th. You want to know what comes
fucking
out?
Cocktail. If you want to watch Tom Cruise,
Got a couple of films coming
out. Also, Ron Howard drive-in double feature came out this last Tuesday, dude.
Oh, boy. That's on Pete's show. This isn't the Ron Howard festival.
It's still good, man. It's still good stuff.
Was he in a horror film?
Listen, let me tell
you
something.
Was he in a horror film?
Let me ask you a question.
Isn't the name of this fucking show more
horror?
He was
on Happy Days for 20 years.
This isn't more Ron Howard than Ron Howard.
Let me tell you something, okay?
1, 2, 3,
you have covered every Shout Factory release from Big Bad Mama to Ass Monkey.
No, I haven't.
You always cover those.
No, I never.
Yes, we have. See? Be quiet. Well, come on, dude. We're trying to get in with them. Be quiet. We love all their movies.
I don't need Eat My Dust in my fucking record collection.
It's awesome, and it's not a record collection.
Anyway, well, I'm going to mention the two DVDs and Blu-rays coming out this fucking Tuesday that don't matter.
All right.
The first one is Mother's Day.
The Mother's Day. Not that piece of shit that they just released.
Now, hold on. You don't know. You haven't seen it.
What?
Come on,
you guys saw
man.
The new
Have
one?
You read the concept on that piece of shit?
Yeah, but I like the director.
Could they make it any more fluffy?
I don't know. Can they?
God.
I've never seen it.
That was DeMornay, right?
You just gotta let me know if it's any good, because I haven't seen it.
I'm not planning on watching.
I'll watch it.
I mean, they change. She doesn't even have sons, does she?
Yeah. She's got sons.
But
they're not all weird.
But they get like beat up, and she comes to their rescue and does some shit.
Well, I tell you what, though, it's a different take. At least they're not remaking it.
Fuck it. It's shit. It's trash. It'll be a fucking coaster.
Open your eyes.
Fuck off.
We don't cover covers.
No. We don't cover shit on this show.
Well, it's not true.
Rubber comes out on DVD.
That movie gutted me.
Slices of Life.
I've been learning some new slang.
Slices of Life comes out. That's about the only three things that look like catching my attention.
Man, someone's cutting up some stuff. Hey, it's time for a break anyway.
Time for a break. All right. Well, when we come back from our break, we're going to have a little game that I'm going to play with Tim here, and we'll see if we can.
Oh, boy. I like games.
30 minutes. So.
I like games.
We're going to take a break.
Ding dong.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill serves from scratch Brazilian cuisine at a fraction of the cost of other Brazilian restaurants. Fazenda offers 14 different cold salads and 16 hot dishes daily on our hot and cold bar, with 7 different cuts of meat grilled on our wood fire rotisserie grill in a casual setting. Fazenda Brazilian Grill, Kansas City's only comida por quilo restaurant.
Fazenda Brazilian Grill, located just northeast of the I-29 Highway and Berry Road intersections in the Boardwalk Shopping Center.
Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
All righty, and we're back.
Fucking eat the meat, and you can eat.
All right, like I promised before the break, I got this little game set up. Now, how it's going to work is I have two topics.
Oh boy!
And Tim does not know what these curtail to, only that they are two topics. One of them is titled "Best," And the other one is titled Cheese.
I'll take cheese for $200,
alrighty. Alex. So we're going to do cheese. That means we're going to save best for another show.
I like cheese.
Basically, I was on the internet this past week, and I ran across a little website called Wired.com, which you may or may not be aware of. And they had top 10 lists, top 15 lists, various different lists, best, you know, blah, blah, blah. This list just so happens to be the 27 cheesiest movies ever made.
The 27 cheesiest movies ever made.
They are in no order.
Oh,
even though I listed them in order, they weren't listed on the site.
This is moderators on this, or people just voting?
Well, I think these are just moderators. These guys took it upon themselves to list the 27 cheesiest movies ever made in their own opinion. So I thought we'd just kind of go through the list, starting with number one and trying to work our way down to number 27.
Nice.
The first movie that they have listed is 1975's Piranha.
Piranha.
I said Piranha. I don't know why I said that. Yeah, it's cheesy. But of course, it's that drive-in style movie. Cheesy.
Yeah, but entertaining. They got a lot of my favorites on this.
Well, that's, you know, they're cheesy, but good movies. Number two, which a lot of people, the horror sci-fi genre fans of those might know it by the original name. They got 1964's The Creeping Terror or The Quartermass Experiment. But again, it's cheesy, you know, English sci-fi movie, you know, trying to capture on the whole atomic
age. It's
got
a great script, though, so yeah. It kind of slides through the cheesiness with great script.
But it's underrated. I mean, a lot of people that watch it don't actually understand what it was compared to at the time that it was made.
Right.
They have Slither on here, but they don't have Robot Monster.
Robot Monster's on there.
Who's in that? Oh, there it is up top. Oh, they got it.
Well, like I said, these aren't random. Gotcha. It's just when I was typing them out. Yeah. Number three, The Killer Shrews, 1963. Number four, Troll 2. Number five, The Giant Spider Invasion. Number six, The Horror at Party Beach, 1964. Number seven, they have The Happening, 2008. Night Shyamalan. Well, the cheese factor.
It's not even cheese. It's God. Nothing happens.
The wind.
The wind kills people.
I know. That movie should have been called The Non-Happening.
should have been called Somebody with a Broke Wind.
That's right.
Who farted?
M. Night Shyamalan breaks wind.
Who farted?
Marky Mark, Panther too tight.
we got Robot Monster.
Oh, man. Amazing.
The Amazing Colossal Man.
Yeah, that movie rules, man.
But they have The Amazing Colossal Man, but they don't have War of the Colossal Beast, which is pretty much the same movie. It's just that the makeup's different. But they got Cloverfield.
I don't know if that was really cheesy, though.
I think it was
cheesy.
Where's
Village of the Damned with all them fucking little kids running around, squawking?
Little binos. They got The Brain That Wouldn't Die from 1962. They got 1968's Barbarella.
Awesome.
Piranha 3D from 2010 actually made the list, along with the original Piranha. Galaxy of Terror.
Yay.
Battlefield Earth. Beast of Yucca Flats.
Where's Demonoid?
Well, there's a... Shit, we could make a list of 100 of them. Movies. I mean,
you guys ever see Demon Rage?
Well, what
starring
that,
Lana Wood's nipples?
Demon Rage.
What largest aeolas in motion picture history. I think the demon was attracted to the aeolas of doom. I'm not sure, but Lana Wood proved that she should get an Academy Award for the largest aeolas.
What are we talking, like saucer size?
They were gigantor, okay?
Like National
Geographic. Were they like a soft, luscious pink, or were they like a...
They were like dark pink, man.
South of the border, brown.
Yeah, almost. It was a frightening thing, and it was like awesome because
like her tits had yarmulkes.
Well,
on
she
them?
Had. It was almost like she was Jewish, and those were her like, you know,
the yarmulkes.
They were Samantha Fox.
No, they're bigger ones than that.
Touch me now. Touch me.
But the thing was, that movie was so cheesy because they superimposed this demon guy's face over her while she's laying in bed, writhing around. And it was the worst superimposing ever. It was almost...
Mausoleum?
Oh, yeah.
The little Mexican guy comes up, and the woman takes her top off, and she's got the little fucking titty monsters all over.
Oh, those are sweet. They kill Marjo Gortner.
Yep. Who doesn't remember that?
Bobby
again,
Breezy.
Why is it Mausoleum on here?
did I mention about... Yeah. 1998's The Avengers. 2006.
What's the Slither? Sins of the Fleshapods?
That was
the Fleshapods.
Fucking porno slash fucking monster demon movie. Something they had on
Clash of the Titans.
Was some Italian.
Oh, the new. They got the new one on here, but not the old one.
The whole one's a classic.
And it Tremors.
There's a fine line between CGI and cheese.
Tremors, Plan 9 from Outer Space, Attack of the Puppet People, which was...
Did you think Tremors was cheesy? I thought it was really good.
I thought the first one was great.
I loved all the Tremors.
We seen that at the drive-in, man. I cracked up the whole way through
There wasn't... I even liked the TV great. Show.
Yeah. I did too, yeah.
I mean, you would talk about Who monster was, movies.
Yeah, they did a great, I mean, that's, great job on that.
Get the Blu-ray. Beautiful.
You
know,
I
beautiful.
Mean, if you... There, TC, if you're talking about a monster movie, fucking Tremors is
But then
awesome.
Again, dude, when it was Tremors was like 85.
Yeah, but
you know...
Well, yeah, but I mean, but for
Dylan
the
Dog
idea,
should be on that list. Dylan Dog was cheese to the max, but it had awesome monster suits.
But yeah, fuck, when they started farting, flying with farting, I was like, let's just go fucking just completely bonkers. And
why is there no Godzilla on this list, by the way?
There's no Asian movies whatsoever.
But like,
Tokyo Gore Police.
But like I said, you could come up with a list.
Right.
With your 25. Tim could come up with a list. Man. And none of them would match.
Where's fucking Urban Cowboy?
You know.
We could put Rhinestone on there.
That's what we should call it. The.
But, you know, they got like Slave
the
Girls.
The Drinkenstein list.
Slave Girls from Beyond Infinity. The only two movies that I haven't seen and don't have are The Monster Ship and the fucking Sins of the Fleshapods.
Slave Girls Beyond Infinity.
Budweiser, I've created a list here and I call it Drinkenstein.
Attack of the Crab Monster. Movies to watch while you drink heavily. Barbarella.
What about Angel Above, Devil Below? Do you guys ever see that one? The priest is sitting there and he's got the holy vibrator and he pulls it out because you know where the devil's possessed, right? So it's cussing everyone in the family out. So he puts the vibrator down there and before you can even get it in there, go bam! You're shooting out.
What was the movie that was out in the '70s? Was it Squawk Box where the woman's
Chatterbox?
Chatterbox.
One of my favorite movies of all
fucking
time.
Fucking pussy was talking and singing.
But like, you know what? It was really it almost could be PG that was done so tastefully. It's scary.
It was like a Lily Tomlin version of Teeth.
It was really fun. And you know, the best part of that movie was Candace Realison, who is no longer with us. A moment of silence for Candy.
Let your box do the talking.
That was my box.
Let your box do the talking.
You want, since we blew through that fairly quick, you want to do the best ones?
Golly, you scared the hell out of me.
What?
The best, what's this one called, so I can give you the cool
Are you ready?
Echo.
You
want
to do the other list?
This is called
We got a drum roll.
This is called the graviest movies ever.
Now,
made.
Remember, this is not going to match up with either of us, so this is just a list I found. This comes from Wired.com also.
Wired.com, the best.
This is the 25 best horror films of all time.
I'm
There's your
probably
list.
Kick
Let me
list.
See this, son of a bitch. Is this British?
Actually,
we've already had this discussion. We
actually,
let them
this
Brits
one,
pick stuff.
This one, I wouldn't call them the best, but it's actually the best list that I've seen in quite a long time.
Come
I
on.
Wouldn't call it my best top.
Are
personal.
These in no particular order?
These are no particular order.
Ooh, he's got Let the Right One In. It can't be bad.
The first one, 1932 Freaks, nice. Todd Browning classic.
Videodrome, nice.
1941's The Wolfman.
See,
that I would
got
take.
Fucking Wicker Man on here, dude.
Wicker Man is awesome.
Fuck that fucking movie.
I like the one with Nicolas Cage.
The one with Christopher Lee is just fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
Is there one where they're not fucking singing in a field somewhere? Because if not,
I think you're watching hair.
I bet if not, I'll flush
every one of them down the fucking toilet.
Now they were all naked in the field singing.
I know, and it still sucked.
And
dude,
if their fucking cocks were all hanging out, you've been fucking
loving
it.
No, I wouldn't. I would have turned the volume down
and watched cocks flopping in the fucking
field. They would have too, wouldn't they? Oh,
and
boy.
I would have called you and went, dude, what's up with these wieners everywhere?
Here we go.
Oh, third listed on the list is House on Haunted Hill, 1959, with the Vincent Price classic. Eyes that Without a Face. That's a good one. French film.
Yeah.
Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, mm-hmm. The Wicker Man, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Your favorite, Jaws.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Carrie. Suspiria, Halloween 78.
Nice. I agree, man. That's nice. Carry up that high.
They
That's
got good. Dawn of the Dead on there. I'd take that one off. Replace it with Day of the Dead.
Dawn is still a groundbreaking classic. Think about when it came out. Give it some credit.
I'd take Cannibal Holocaust off and put Jungle Holocaust on.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust is so much more superior to Jungle Holocaust.
Yeah, I think it's just the amount of penises involved.
Yeah, Tim likes the wiener. The wiener schnitzel.
I'm tell you what. That son of a bitch wish he could have dreamt up that afterbirth
now,
scene
on the
riverbed.
I can understand American Werewolf in London being on there because of the special effects.
Where is it's this a great movie, no?
But The Howling is so much more
is
better
this,
of a
Is this an overseas list?
I don't know. Wherever Wired.com.
They put Inside ahead of Martyrs?
Well, these aren't in no particular order.
I know, but I'm saying they put Inside on this list and Martyrs isn't anywhere on it.
Right. They got The Beyond, Evil Dead, Videodrome, Nightmare on Elm Street, Return of the Living Dead.
Where's Reanimator?
Reanimator's
not,
on,
not
there.
On there.
Dicks.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have. They don't show fucking Combs any love.
Angel Heart.
Where's From Beyond?
Angel Heart's on there, but Reanimator isn't.
Dude, I didn't make the list.
Dude. That's
I just
what
printed
I'm
it off.
They're dicks.
That's what I'm saying. They got the fucking Wicker Man on here, but From Beyond ain't getting no love. Fuck this list.
One day. You will call me up. You'll be like, man, I don't know what the
never,
fuck I was
dude.
Thinking
never,
about talking
I will
about
never
the Wicker
do it.
Man.
Never.
Fuck. I'm going to buy you that fucking
ever,
box
ever,
set.
I will never watch it.
I'm going to buy you that fucking box. I'm going to make you watch it.
I'll watch him as Dracula fucking spitting blood and shit. That's Christopher is all I need.
Fuck. You need.
I'm kind of that way.
Get a little fucking class.
It's, man, everybody loves it. That's their problem.
Wicker Man.
I fucking can't
awesome.
Stand it.
Listen, the Wicker Man's okay, but I really do like the Nicolas Cage version because it's funny.
Well, yeah, because he's a fucking horrible actor.
He's
That's
a great
why.
Actor, actually. He's
Get
a really good
the
actor.
Wicker, girls.
But the thing is, if you read that script, you'd probably have acted just the same way. You'd have been running around with a bear suit on, pulling a gun on children.
There's so many great fucking lines in that fucking original Wicker Man.
I kind of like the relinquish the bike. That's one of my favorite lines from The Wicker Man.
I tell you, you want to see a movie that Nicolas Cage is funny in, and that's Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
I love it, yeah.
Fuck. You want to talk about a man that's got everything riding on a fucking silver nickel.
Dude, that's the movie you forgot to mention. This week, Drive Angry came out. That's a horror movie.
Did it?
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
That's
I'm
great.
Check it out. Yeah.
I love that one.
This Tuesday it comes out? Or
no, it just did. I've watched it three times already.
It's going to happen. Cage is going to... He's already in the hole money-wise. He's getting up there to where his roles are running short.
He's going
to
start doing porn.
He's going to start doing He's going to start doing more horror movies.
He's going to start doing
his
porn.
New Ghost Rider looks awesome, too.
Oh, fuck.
It looks amazing.
Where they made him... Where they CGI'd the Ghost Rider tattoo he had on him so he could play Ghost Rider.
No, did you see the... yeah, isn't that funny? Did you see that the... The new one, I don't know if you've read about it, but it looks like it might be a horror film in the making, man. Comic book, I know, but it's saying it's crossed over into the nightmare territory for the new one. Mm. I'm excited.
Has there ever been an R-rated comic book movie?
Of course, tons of them. Watchmen, Sin City, 300.
Faust
was great. Except for his mask bounced around a little bit. But
yeah. Tim just likes the comic book because there's wieners in it.
There is that, buddy.
There's a lot
That's a demonic Peter.
What the hell? Peter's back talking.
But like I said, Winners. If anybody's interested, you can go to wired.com and check that out.
No, those are always fun, man, because you always see the ones that you might want to check out.
But how
out
many lists, how many top 20 lists have we watched or read during fucking Halloween that everybody seems to put together and you were sitting there calling one another going, how in the fuck did this, you know? Mm-hmm.
Who
in
it's
the
always fuck? Crap like Urban Legend.
You know, yeah, or something, you know, Valentine's Day or whatever that, what was that
there
one?
Was some, there was some rough years through the late 90s, man.
What was that one god awful Valentine, was it just called
Valentine?
Valentine,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Mm. Now crap. We got,
it made a list.
Now we get fear.net. And
Poop.
What was the one that came out with the fucking video
cell
game?
Cell phone of terror.
Are you scared? Brain scan?
No, the one where they were playing the video game and people were dying from the video game.
And it didn't have that trickster guy?
No, I wanted to say it wasn't Edward Furlong. Edward Furlong was in it. Uh-huh. He played the main dumbass.
I try and avoid his movies.
Yeah. He was pretty good in Night of the Demons remake.
I haven't seen that yet either.
It's pretty good. It's pretty much frame for frame of the original.
It's all right.
There's no Linnea in it.
Linnea Quigley doesn't bear bush, but...
You know, the thing about it, though, it just seems like the people they got just don't enjoy it like the
Isn't
first
Shannon,
cut,
you know? Shannon Elizabeth's in that, right?
Yeah, she plays. Yeah, see,
it's weird, yeah. Dude. They just don't have the heart.
That's it.
It's just the original cast, you could tell, was having a ball. I like the original Angela so much better than this right. Julie Strain wannabe.
And that version I picked up, that extras on it, was great, man. It had a ton of stuff about the filming of it. Like you said, everybody was having a blast.
Did you ever pick up the second one?
Yeah, I've got it. I need to get a different version of it, though. I think it's not nearly as cool.
Well, they released them both. They re-released them both at the same time that the remake came out. And I think the second one's also got quite a bit of extra shit on it. But I don't know. Speaking of that, the whole fucking DVD, the Blu-ray market's fucking odd. The shit that gets released onto Blu-ray.
I agree.
I wonder who makes those calls.
I honestly believe if the Blu-ray market, if they don't start releasing some quality shit soon, the fucking Blu-ray market's going to die, and it's going to die fucking quick because the shit
that ain't going to, no.
I mean, how many people can own Friday after next, first Sunday? Let's have the box set. That needs to be on Blu-ray?
But not even.
What's up, big worm?
But it's not even that. If you don't. All right. You talk about the original. Say, like I told you tonight, that they've already announced that they're releasing Nightmare on Elm Street 2 and 3. Why the fuck are you putting two movies on one disc and not doing anything with the extras? You're basically coming out saying, well, we're just going to release the movies, but we're not going to clean them up any. We're not going to do anything extra to them. But we're going to charge you $20. I'm not going to fucking buy them again for $20 if they're on Blu-ray or not. Now, if you give me a shitload of extras or give me something that I can go onto my computer and maybe print off the script or maybe some production notes or something, give me a little bit of bang for my buck, then you might make an extra sale. But I'm not going to go buying this shit a second time on a disc format. You can go get fuck yourself as far as I'm concerned.
You sell me some beef jerky with it and I'm there.
Yeah, it is one of those things, though, where you look at the choices and you're going, all right, who is the marketing expert that decided these movies right here are the ones that needed to be released on Blu-ray? And sometimes you don't even, like WWE and Jackass, the damn thing's shot with a digital camcorder that doesn't even have the resolution of Blu-ray. Why waste the damn disc?
Right.
Why waste my time? That's taking up shelf space.
Money.
Anyone that buys that's a damn moron anyway.
Money.
Really.
But with the technology today.
Well, look at Mother's Day. I mean, we're excited about it, but really? Is there that big of a market for Mother's Day?
Well, I'm hoping that
Kaufman is behind it. And Lloyd.
Are they putting extras on?
Lloyd makes movies for movie fans.
Right.
Lloyd knows that he might only sell 30,000 copies of a movie, but he's gonna make sure that the 30,000 people that do buy that movie are going to enjoy it.
I'll pay $17 for Poltergeist.
My only complaint about it is sometimes they don't really make HD masters, though. Sometimes Troma, it's not technically HD. Now, then there's cheap ones like Dog Soldiers that you think, okay, I'm going to get this home, and this Blu-ray is going to be like an up conversion. It's only $8. I'm pissed, but I'm going to try it. For $8, you can't go too wrong. So I get it home, and that's beautiful. Except for Class of Nukem High looks pretty beautiful.
But, I mean, it's just if the market's not careful, if this format's not careful, it's gonna die a quick,
too expensive,
painful
and
death.
Yeah,
because
not enough choice.
For one, in order to appreciate it, you got to have some form of a flat-screen TV. Plus, you got to invest at least $100, if not more, into the player.
You got to get the right cable.
Yeah, you got to get the right cable. So, I mean, you're looking at at least, almost $800-$900 start.
That's exactly what I mean. You've got it exactly right. Because, like, when I wrote to these companies, I said, look, people are investing, a couple of grand in a new system because they love pristine quality. These are people that like The Lord of the Rings.
Right.
These are not people that want to watch Next Friday.
Right.
Get your shit together and quit releasing. Just because the NAACP's bitching at you day and night doesn't mean you have to release every damn movie with an African-American cast on Blu-ray. But that's what they're doing. It's driving me nuts. And why not release? If you're going to do that, let's go and release the good ones. Let's get Coffee,
Sanford
Foxy
and
Brown.
Son.
Dude, I've got the whole set of that. Jesus.
But what I'm saying, though, I mean, it's just like Shout Factory. You put your money into it. You put the effort into it. You go in there. You go in. You do your homework. You put in the extras. You track the people down. It's just like VCI sent out that they were going to do the commentary with Larry Drake and the cast with Dark Knight of the Scarecrow because it's the 30th anniversary of Blu-ray. That's what I want on Blu-ray. I don't fucking need the Weinsteins to go to Echo Bridge and say, hey, well, we got the back catalog for the last, six episodes of Hellraiser. You want to put them out on Blu-ray for us? Well, sure. Well, what do you want to do to them? Nothing. Just put them out on Blu-ray.
$5.
Yeah. You know. Or,
quality's a little better, but hey.
You know. And that's just like, you know, with...
can you believe they did that to From Dusk Till Dawn? Yeah. Can you believe that?
You know, Dusk Till Dawn, you're like, oh, wow. Oh, it's Echo
And Bridge? Let me ask you this. You Why know? Doesn't Best Buy have that movie? It's George Clooney, man. It's Quentin Tarantino.
I was going to say, if they throw a few extras, you know, and me, get the horror crowd in there, then they'd have the Clooney fans buying it.
With me, fuck... The Blu-ray disc for fucking Dusk Till Dawn should weigh 30 fucking pounds.
That's
it should
right.
have at least three discs.
It should be the uncut European print.
It should have the fucking soundtrack in it.
Yep.
Give me two discs and the fucking soundtrack, and I'll pay $25.
And also, it should have that Full Tilt Boogie in the same
package.
Well,
the DVD does.
Right.
You know,
not the Blu-ray.
You know, I mean, even if you're going to do that, give me three discs. Give me Full Tilt Boogie. Give me fucking all my extras that are on my regular DVD. Put the movie up into the 1080. Give me the soundtrack.
Make it good, yeah.
And, you know, and give me part two and part three, you know.
Make it worth your while.
Give me the whole, you know, just give it to me
the
all in one package.
Caboodle,
charge
baby.
Me $30 and call it done, you know.
Give a little care to a movie that made you a ton of money at the box
right.
office, man.
And that's just like Friday the 13th. I don't have a problem with it coming out on Blu-ray.
Looks beautiful,
but
yeah.
Put it in one fucking box set. Spend the time. If it takes you 4 years to do it, takes you 5 years to do it, get it done, do it right, get all the extra shit, all make sure it's all fucking uncut, all the shit that hit the floor, put it in there, charge me $120 or however much it is for all the movies, even put Jason X in there. The fucking...
Whoa, his name. Whoa,
it's
whoa.
It's different companies,
well,
though.
No, but I'm just saying, pay what you need to pay to get it put in there. Put the fucking documentary in there. Charge me $120 and get it over with. Don't fucking drag it out.
I have to say, I do like the first three. They look great, but I'm ready for the fourth, fifth, and sixth, at least from Paramount. So.
You know, but I mean, really, I mean, why drag it out for, you know, just...
Not the fifth. Because
there's people like me, Griff, that buy eight versions of The Evil Dead. They just
that's
keep
right.
fucking putting new covers
Dude,
on
Dude, I got to tell you.
You know.
Oh, look, we found a rubber mask.
Let's go ahead and write to
them.
Let's tell them to put any other movie they can find in there,
sake.
But part five. Did you guys like part five of Friday the 13th?
Part five was entertaining for when I seen it.
I hated that movie.
Fuck, I seen all the other ones in the
No Jason,
fucking...
though. And there's that fat kid eating the goddamn
Yeah, but the
Zagnut.
Guy gets his head lopped off with the fucking machete while his mom's making that big crazy pot of stew.
Yeah, well, goddamn Zagnut.
Plus the hot punk chick gets topless.
Oh, that movie sucked, though. God.
It was a turd, but when you sit through the first four in the fucking theater, you kind of want to see them all. So.
Yeah, except for... And then the other one is Jason on the Love Boat, I mean, Goes to Manhattan. That was pretty terrible, too. Guess the Manhattan the last 5 minutes of the movie.
We're
off
here.
On a I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
We're here. We're in the lifeboat.
But I'm just sitting here. We got 2 minutes. Damn. Time flies.
It's because I keep interrupting you.
Well, I guess we should go through the odds and ends, telling people where they can find us. Facebook.
Under a bridge. In a cardboard box.
Your book. Our book. Facebook. Go to our forums.
Dirty Pickle on Twitter.
No. Yeah, we are on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Tim's on Twitter,
I'm
too.
On there.
He's twitting.
That's a Twitter overload there.
I don't Twitter much.
Go to That's our, not what she said.
Go to our forums page.
There's a whole lot of other people with better Twitters than mine out there.
And they're all on display in the Italian cannibal movie.
Bing bong. Bing bong bong bong.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, the limitations of movies that we got from the VHS to the Blue, or from DVD, there was a large amount of movies that weren't made that transition. There's going to be a hell of a lot more movies that aren't going to make that transition from DVD to Blu-ray. I just don't see it happening.
But we're doomed. And by the time they do come out on that,
we'll be 90.
There's going to be a whole new fucking format that blows it away. Holograms in your living room.
You'll actually get to live the movie. You'll actually get to see fucking cannibal penis in your living room.
They'll have pickaxes that you can bite with the movie and kill
you'll
the
actually
victims.
Be able to get, you'll actually be able to get naked and jump around with the cannibal penis.
Well, I already do that. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you'll be able to reach out and touch the cannibal penis.
Crazy.
Oh. So I guess until next time, a new episode is on its way. Enjoy this one for now, and we'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Good night, bitches!